Here's a sample therapy progress note for an adult. So again, we have a procedure code of 90834 for therapy appointment. Duration is 51 minutes and other time or note writing time is 10 minutes. The goal is verbatim from the client treatment plan. So consumer will reduce a number of negative self-statements such as I'm no good, I will never get a job from 5 times a day to 3 times a day. In the interventions, in blue phrases, highlight the active interventions that tie back to the treatment goal. Notice that these interventions go beyond behaviors and into exploration of feelings and challenging of thoughts, as well as suicide risk assessment. So in this particular intervention, we're inquiring of the consumer's progress. We're redirecting the consumer when making negative self-statements. We're assisting the consumer with identifying cognitive distortions, such as all or nothing thinking that contribute to his depression and self-confidence. Challenge the consumer's all or nothing thinking related to obtaining employment and explore the origins of these thoughts. Practice the technique of thought stopping with the consumer when he made repeated statements that he's not good or worthless, and also assess the consumer for suicidality. Another thing I want to highlight, notice that the intervention is not lengthy, but it includes a lot of pertinent information that to me justifies the 51 minutes that it took to actually engage the client in this intervention. So again, remember, your intervention does not need to be long as it includes very specific interventions that justify the amount of time built. In response, in purple are the progress statement and the functional impairment statement, as well as the client's response to the therapist's suicide assessment. Anytime there is a high-risk assessment, there must always be an accompanying response. So in purple, you see that the consumer reported continuing to make negative self-statements at least 5 times a day. So that's very specific, as it's also identified in the goal, which also impairs ability to develop and maintain relationships with peers. So again, his impairments is in the area of social relationships. And by providing these interventions, we are hoping that his personal relationships will improve. Bolded in black in the response section, you will see that we do note that he denies current suicidal ideation. So again, the follow-up is very important. In plan section in green, we have what the client will do between sessions and what the therapist will do to address what to address at the next session, as well as plan to consult with the psychiatrist. Please note that the consult with the psychiatrist requires a follow-up documentation of this consultation and how it will impact treatment. So because it's noted as a plan, there is the expectation of seeing a follow-up note under plan development potentially, where there is that discussion between the psychiatrist and the therapist. Again, please take a minute to read the note in its entirety. See if you can verify that the interventions reflect therapy, that the interventions address the goal directly, and if our progress is clear and specific, and if the functional impairment identified is being targeted in that session.